Hello, I'm Robert Pallas, and you're listening to Cut Talks, double G, U, double T.
Do you have a favorite project you're working on at the moment?
Ooh, well, I would say for me personally, it is the blockchain and AI things that I do like to contribute to. And there's a lot of good energy there, but I would bring out Estonian AI virtual assistant program, which is Bürokrat. And the reason is that working with the government has a lot of bad reputation in Estonia and also elsewhere, because government institutions can be big and they can be slow in their decision making, which is one of the reasons why we do work with smaller companies and startups, because you can work directly with decision makers, and it's their baby. The startup is their baby, so they will give you answers in a matter of minutes. You don't have to wait for weeks, which might be the case in some larger corporations sometimes. This is just how the game works, right? But in case of the Estonian government virtual assistant powered by artificial intelligence, I know a lot of buzzwords there, but I will explain. The team is very motivated, and everything is built out in the open. So all the code that we or any of the other partners have built for the Estonia, this is public. It's not only open source, but you can see all lines of code and all the tasks that are related to them, including all the decision-making process in why these tasks even exist and what would have been the other options. So the ideation is in public, the analysis is in public, building is in public, and that makes it quite interesting approach and makes this very startup-y vibes even in a government project. So what does it do? In Estonia, where you are going to communicate with any of public sector entities from the ministries, police, border guard, but also down to local municipalities asking for anything related to kindergartens, your first line of communication will be with AI chatbot. And you can do this today already with text, but the voice will be added later. Today, it's only in Estonian. In the future, it will be in multiple languages, basically anything that is being talked by people living in Estonia. And because of the way the Estonian government infrastructure is built, which means that every entity gives access to their endpoints and does their data, then the chatbot can answer very complex queries based on your persona. So you will identify yourself and you can ask, like, can I build on my land? And the chatbot would tell you that you own these three pieces of land. Which one do you mean? Then you would select one of them and it would give you the maybe yes or no answer, but maybe it would come with certain limitations. Whereas it might be like a guarded area, so there might be limitations to the size of or the height of what you can build. And you can then go on to ask for the permit if it's necessary. Or if you're talking about the kindergarten, you can put your kid to the queue. So basically, you're consuming the government services from within the chatbot. And there is not, in like a success case, there is not a human counterparty involved in the process. Of course, there is customer service agents who are people who can help you if the AI is not able to solve the issue. But this interference percentage is just dropping all the time because the AI chatbots are being trained to understand and learn about all of the cases. And one more thing to note is that this being open development and the code being open source, private sector can also tap into the code base and they can deploy it for themselves to train the models using their own data to just first answer the frequently asked questions, which is actually what most of the people contact support. They're just lazy. They don't want to go to the documentation, so they will ask the customer service agents, but customer service agents, then they already use very automated scripts to answer those questions, so they might miss some of the context that AI will not miss, because AI will, language models might even understand the questions in some cases better than humans, because they have larger amount of context for the person, especially when they're already authenticated within their chat flow. And that's what we are seeing today already, that there's growing interest from Estonia and also elsewhere to deploy a Bürokrat AI virtual assistant to, first of all, do their customer service part, but why not take it further?
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Robert Pallas. Thanks for listening and watch out for the next one.